welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this beautiful, beautiful August 11th, 2018 day as we take a look at the world. What is the world? How do we live in it? It's a very important thing. I want to remind you as we begin that these radio programs, along with the TV programs that you see on the website at aspire.org, are all there due to the many years of sponsorship many of these people have had serving humankind through their donations and allowing me to help not only with radio and offer you TV offerings that hopefully will help you, but as well as my hospice work and all the other things I do for Aspire, the community, this world. Everything is there because of your tax-deductible gifts, and I want to thank my sponsors with all of my heart, my soul. I really do. If you are not a sponsor, maybe now's the time to be one. If you enjoy these radio programs, if you find them to be of service to you in some way or another, I hope that you will join us and become a sponsor and help us sustain and maintain our radio program and everything that we do to make Aspire happen for you. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see on the front page there, sponsorship. If you click on it, a drop-down menu will ensue, and it will say, why support Aspire? And it will tell you all about Aspire, what we do, where your donations go, and how important your support is. So I hope you will take the time to take a look at it, okay? It's very, very important. You would not be listening to me if it were not for the generous contributions and gifts of our sponsors. They are very unique and wonderful, you know, human beings. They do so much, and I'm so humbly grateful. The world. Let's define this idea of the world. It is not just this earthly environment, but it includes the earthly environment. The world is the way we treat each other. The world is the way we help each other or don't help each other. It is the way we live with each other. How do you live with your neighbor? How do you live with the things that are going around you, the events, the circumstances? What is your life about? Are you a retaliatory kind of person? Are you a compassionate person? How far does your patience and compassion go before it doesn't go any further? All sorts of things are involved in this. So here we go with the world, and I get questions about the dichotomy, the seeming dichotomy of living in this world, which is what most people think of as very difficult, and that of sustaining an authentic spiritual practice. So they seem diverse and they seem difficult to manage, but let's get into it and see what we can come up with. First question comes from Robert. He does not tell me where he lives. I listen to you every single day, believe it or not. How do I not let the world live in me as you talk about in your series on, what is it here? On a life worth living. There it is. In that series on a life worth living, and if you're listening to me and want to see any part of this, it's based on Socrates' teachings about a life worth living and what it really entails. And it is an interesting insight he had, and a beautiful one. He must have been a very interesting man, very beautiful man. They killed him, so he had to be beautiful. He was not of this world, kind of like well, a lot of beautiful people that have touched this planet. We've had contemporaries from Gandhi to Dr. Martin Luther King to Buddha. Buddha was being chased around all of his life from his brother trying to kill him. He had to live in the forest and duck around. It was very, very difficult living. It was not easy. When you're working to talk about love and kindness rather than vengeance and pride and hatred, it's a very difficult thing to do. How do I not let the world live in me? Robert, let me tell you. The basic premise is you have to understand that we are sapiens. We live according to our DNA. Our genetics define our DNA and decide how it's going to be done, but basically it's done by our DNA. We go out into this world and we do all sorts of ugly things. I mean, ugly things to each other in order to sustain our own survival. Sometimes this survival is about pride, vanity, willfulness. It has to do with ego. Other times it's bodily kind of survival where we feel like our lives are going to be taken away from us, maybe physically. Sometimes our lives are defined by objects and people and money, and we think our life is our home, our life is our car, our life is our possessions, and we get threatened by those things too. These recent fires that are happening are devastating, just devastating, and a lot of it is really the result of too much heat, not enough water, no rain, global warming, no matter what the politicians tell you it is. And you have to look at it and go, well, what can I do? How do I survive this? How do I not be angry or hateful even towards those who politically send forth the message that it's okay to have all of this terrible heat and no rain and messing with global warming, as it were, and not be angry? All of this comes to bear inside of each and every one of us. None of us want to see people lose their homes. We don't want to see animals hurt. None of that. Yet, here's where we are. There's so much about the world. Jesus talked about it. Buddha talked about it. Jesus said not to allow the world to live in you. He talked about walking that very fine line. To live in the world, but not let the world live in you. How does that occur? How do we do that? That is the whole art of an authentic spiritual practice. And believe me, it is an art. It is something that you do with great care, great love, great insight. First of all, we have to acknowledge that our body belongs to the earth. I just did a commentary recently, a couple of months ago or a month ago, on the laws of this earth. Either it's commentary number 20 and 21 if you are a sponsor or you subscribe to the commentaries, and you can do that separately if you like. This explains the absolute laws and the things that we go through in this world, the laws that we live under. Whether we believe in them or not, it doesn't really matter. We live in these laws and how these laws pertain to us. And one of them is the law of the measure you meet is the measure you will receive. Okay, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. These are the teachings of Jesus. They are interesting. Buddha had the same teachings. Basically, he talked about the idea that as you give, so shall you receive, in his own words. You keep going on and on and on with these principles, and they're all laid out for us. It's not like there's some great mystery, but we ignore them. And I'll tell you how to change all of this if you wish. I personally do not agree with the politics of Washington. I just don't. I don't agree with many political leaders at all. I don't believe in politics. I think politics is something that people who do not have any sense of their own being have to be guided by. And it's usually for the self-interest and preservation of those who are supposedly our servants, our public servants, and really aren't. What they are is serving themselves and trying to get their snout in the public trough. And that's really all it's about. So with all of this being said and done, and I see a lot of places in our society, as I'm sure you do, Robert, where Money could be used to serve people, help them, the sick, the elderly. Our school systems need a tremendous boost. Teachers need to be paid better, much better. They need to be respected. There's all sorts of things that are very important that are not being put down on the list as being priorities in this world. So you must understand this. With all of that being said and done, you are the world. I am the world. We must live those things we want to see happen in this world, as Gandhi said. I must be the change I wish to see in the world. So you find ways inside yourself to be compassionate, forgiving, and tolerant. And then you treat your fellow man that way, and you find things you can do in the community, like I have found things I can do in the community to help, to serve. And it's how you serve that matters. If you serve from a heart of self-righteousness and self-preservation, of hatred because you don't like the way government runs our world, our country, then you've achieved nothing inside yourself. You just have to make the changes that are necessary. Do the things that help people. Find something that you think is very, very important. I don't care what it is, just something you feel is very important, and then give yourself to it like I do hospice or helping children. I have a new thing I'm doing now with helping children with the BATMO. It is very, very important to do things that serve people. And if you can do it with kindness and love, if you can become the change you wish to see in this country, in your life, in yourself, make it in yourself, and that will be enough. That will be more than enough. Don't sit around and complain. That's letting the world live in you. If I let the world live in me, I become cynical, hostile, self-righteous, and I only live for self-preservation. And that will not help the world. That will not help you. Why do you think I do these radio programs? I mean, really, Robert, do you think people are flocking to my beck and call for the sake of love, the things I do? Do you realize all that I do? I get very little back. I have to beg you every time I go on the radio for money. Otherwise, nobody would give. And even when I beg, they still don't give because people don't see the relevance of inner work and the outer life, because they're not, listen to me, Robert, they're not very intelligent. Americans are dumbed down by what entertains them. Entertainment is more important to people than social change, than spiritual change, than inward change. So we go on living in the world we live in as we live in it, and it gets uglier and uglier, and that's just the way it is on this earth. You can't get cynical about it. What I do is it just makes me become more creative and involved in things that are very important. Children, people, elderly, I can't think of anyone who's not important to me. Everyone is very important to me. Everyone. Every sector of it all. So put your love to work. Don't bitch about it. Put your love to work. That's all I can say. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question comes from Thomas. He does not also tell me where he lives. I do not want to be here anymore on this earth. No one seems to care. I don't understand how to live in this world or why I'm here. Thomas, you are here as a consequence of your own karma. To take this attitude, and I'm going to spank you here, to take this attitude is not helpful to your karma, helpful to the world, or helpful to the people around you that you might say you love. You have to serve humankind. You can't be sitting around saying, well, I don't like my environment. I don't like the environment. I don't like the social environment. I don't like the political environment. I don't think a lot of us like any of this. And it is gathering a storm in our collective unconscious. But everything in politics, if you haven't noticed, Thomas, is rigged. Your vote doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't count. You got an electoral college. They decide who's going to do this and who's going to do that. You've got to see the futility of politics, the futility of living as though you're a member of society and you can change it. You have to be a member of the heart, not the human heart. You have to develop a spiritual heart. And the problem with all of us in this country and in this world, I would say, is that we don't have a soul yet. We haven't developed a soul. So because we don't develop a soul, we don't listen to it, we don't thrive in it, we do soulless things that are very ugly. And then we blame each other for these problems. Somewhere, as Truman said, the buck's got to stop here. It's got to stop with me. It's got to begin with me. It's got to stop with me. It's got to stop in the sense of living my life in the ugliness of my opinions, my beliefs, my cynicism, and my doubts. I have to begin to pick up the pieces of my life and do some things with my living before I leave my body, whereby I can serve humankind with a heart of love. But first, of course, it is important to develop a heart of love, not a heart of cynicism and hatred. You do that, you're not going to change anything. You have to change the world by changing yourself. And in this world, there will always be wars and rumors of wars, as Jesus said. There will always be trials and tribulations. There will always be difficulties. There's a lot of people, Thomas, in this world who are mentally ill. You have to understand that we breed this with the way we have our values of wanting to be the best, number one, the great again, that kind of thing. This is horse manure, and it's not what we need. What we need is to be compassionate like we've never been before, where we can be giving and forgiving like we never have been before. Can you imagine a candidate running for office saying, let's make America forgiving? Let's make America heartfelt. Not human felt, heartfelt. You're not going to get that kind of support. You're not even going to get that kind of a understanding. Because for us, it is all about money and who can get the most and have the most luxury and be separated from the world. But you see, no matter how much money you have or how many luxuries you may think you have, you are still in and of this world. And this world is everything to most people. The environment you and I live in is not the life that lives. It is the environment of our relativeness, how we relegate relativity, our own, to this world is based in jealousy, pride, vanity, and personal self-hatred. These are all things that are of the human element, and they are not going to go away because I say I want them to go away. They're not going to. The only thing that will matter in this lifetime, the only thing, is the measure of love you have achieved within yourself, where you can look at yourself and see the love that lives within you. If you can do this, then something of the other shore can reach you. Something beautiful can start to happen to you. And this is an amazing experience when someone goes through this kind of love, this kind of mindfulness, this kind of care. We start to feel the ebb and the flow of what it is to have a soul and live soulfully. So, again, I say to you, Thomas, don't cop out. Don't want to get out of the, you can't get out of the world. You're here. You're here for the duration. And whatever that is, don't you think it's good to maybe do something that you would like to see in the world happen? Maybe you give yourself to something that, a cause, a care, no matter what it is. Maybe something for animals, taking care of animals, becoming a worker who takes care of animals in a shelter or brings them home and nurtures them there. There's so many things we can all do if we choose to do them. To serve humankind is a very important thing, and it must come from our heart. I hope that helps you, Thomas, and please forgive me. Namaste. The last one comes from Casey, and he does not tell me where he lives either. Whatever happened to truth and reality, they don't seem to touch. Casey. Well, it depends, Casey, on what you call reality. If you call reality the outer world, then we're in trouble. But if you can find reality in love, if you can find reality in your heart, if you can find reality in the state of your inner being, then reality is the truth, and the truth becomes the way of your life, your entire life. Your life is very important. Let it be distinguished by the truth that your heart can reveal to you. If you can do that, if you can live in that kind of compassion, that kind of love, that kind of forgiveness, which is what it requires, then you have given the world and the whole shebang of your own life, you've given it transcendence. You've given it a cause and a purpose beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad that the pedestrian mentality suffers from. So live in that kind of way, and you will find the way finding you. You will find compassion and love in everything that you do. Work upon yourself. Don't be fooled by what your mind sees, your eyes see, your ears think they hear. The relevance of your life must be in atonement through love, in the attainment of tone through compassion, forgiveness. And even if we have to die for this, it is more than worth it. I have found that those who do well with their life, their practice, who do make changes, are willing to die for those changes. The death isn't physical. The death is psychological. It is to give up my ways and my methods and the way I deal with things. And instead of being, in my case, a bitch master, where I'm just complaining about the world and sitting around and talking about how horrible the world is, I do something about the world. You can do it in how you greet people. Have you ever take a walk? It's interesting to me. I take a walk and I see people around me and I smile at them. Very few people smile back. Very few. And when they do, it's really like an arm about my shoulder. It means so much, just a smile. In that smile between me and another person, there's a oneness that happens, a blending, a joy. And that to me is more than worth everything. That joy, that blending, that beauty is called love. Just a moment of kindness and love. Even if you just look at people and smile. I know, draws suspicion. I understand. In this world today, it's only about suspicion, but don't let that bother you. Let love live you. That's my motto. Let love live me. Make no bones about it. Do everything you can to help those who are around you, and you will be doing the right thing, as it were. And then you will find the truth that will set you free. And as far as reality is concerned, the only reality for you and me is what is relevant to us in our deepest heart. And that is what it's really all about, to let our hearts unfold. Without that, we have nothing. I hope that serves you, Casey. Thank you for your beautiful question. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful day. If you ever have a question, you know how to get a hold of me. Greg@aspire.org. Come to the website at aspire.org. You can email me from there. There are tons of radio programs there, TV programs for you. Everything is there to be of service to you. Have a wonderful day. And once again, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.